It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Aditi Bandlamudi. The pandemic created a perfect storm to bankrupt healthcare. Half of California's hospitals are losing money every day. Madera County just closed its only hospital, and it likely won't be the last one to shut down or reduce services this year. KQED health correspondent Leslie McClurg looked into this, and she shared what she learned with my colleague Brian Watt. They started by talking about how deep in the red hospitals are in the state.
Well, if we look back during the 2 years of the pandemic, at its peak, California hospital losses topped $20 billion. Now, federal relief dollars came in and helped by contributing $8 billion, but that still left hospital losses at $12 billion, driven by COVID.
So why did the response to the pandemic turn out to be so expensive?
Well, treating COVID patients is just expensive. You know, it was an unknown virus at the time, and hospitals had to build out specialized units to care for patients and protect staff. People got really sick and they stayed longer than usual, and hospitals are reimbursed by kind of illness or ailment. And so if a patient stays longer, they're not paid more money. And then during surges, hospitals had to hire travel nurses to kind of meet patient demands, and that can run $250, $300 an hour. And a lot of facilities are still struggling to have enough staff, and so they're depending on temp labor, contract labor, and that's just expensive.
So how are facilities in the Bay Area holding up?
Well, it's bad everywhere, and that includes here. Over the months, I've heard from countless doctors at really prestigious institutions that would be surprising that they're really hurting, that the wait times inside emergency rooms can top 24 hours. And sometimes patients just get so frustrated, you know, patients who are really sick, that they just get tired of waiting and they go home because they just don't want to wait any longer. And so lobby medicine is very real now.
Lobby medicine? Like treating patients in the waiting room?
Yeah. The term that they use is vertical care. So if a patient doesn't need a bed, meaning they don't need to be horizontal, if they can remain seated or standing, then that's how they will get care, in the lobby. I can't point to specific, you know, institutions that are practicing this, because the moment that hospitals reveal that they are in kind of a dire financial situation or that these long wait times are occurring, then temp agencies are likely to pull out their staff because they're worried that their staff aren't going to get paid back. And of course, that can then kind of cement demise for an organization because they won't have enough labor to meet patient demands.
And I imagine inflation is making this worse in some way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, labor costs are up 19% over the last couple of years. Pharmaceutical prices are up 40%. Medical supplies are also up. This is how Carmela Coyle put it. She's the president and CEO of the California Hospital Association.
While the floodwaters of the COVID pandemic may have receded, the damage that was done remains widespread.
And how is all of this affecting the bottom line at facilities serving mostly low-income families?
Obviously, they're getting hit the worst because of Medi-Cal reimbursement. So one out of three Californians right now is on Medi-Cal. And that means that the state covers their medical expenses because they are low income. But it is expensive, and the state only reimburses institutions 74 cents on every dollar of cost. And in the past, you know, facilities were able to make up that margin through private patient insurance payments. But the situation has tipped so far. We have so many more Medi-Cal patients at this point that the financials really don't work anymore. And that's really making hospitals suffer.
So how do we get out of this mess?
A lot of money is going to be required to get us out of this.
Like how much money?
Well, the California Hospital Association is asking the governor for $1.5 billion in immediate relief. And the hope is that that cash infusion will help facilities kind of weather the storm and prevent facilities from closing their doors, because it's a lot more expensive to close a facility and then reopen it than to just let it kind of weather along and kind of right the ship. And the California Hospital Association is also asking for an increase so that over time, these Medi-Cal reimbursements can kind of come up to par.
Leslie, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
That was KQED's Leslie McClurg and Brian Watt.